Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is out having a colonoscopy today, sitting in his place, sitting in his seat, where Vinny will be putting his tender butt tomorrow, is Johnny Mosley.
Who'd you drop Johnny? What'd you drop Johnny for?
What'd you drop Johnny for?
I don't think your butt is tender from the procedure. I think your butt is tender from leading up to the procedure.
Oh.
Right. Like it's raw from so all much the
yeah.
accident.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well.
Exit
I mean,
trauma. Exit trauma.
It's forceful, right? Yuzi was saying it's just, you know, like this cramping and stomach hurts and, you know, not to mention the waterfall and.
Yeah.
Boy, let's talk about something nice
yeah,
now.
I guess we'll move on from that.
We'll move on to Santana.
Don't worry, we'll be back.
Hello. Oh, yeah. All right, so Trash is brought to you by Floorcraft Carpet One. Floor and Home in San Francisco is celebrating the Relax, It's Lee's Home Center rebate event. Oh. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Don't miss the opportunity to spruce up your home for the holidays and save. Floorcraft in San Francisco, floorcrafthome.com. So I'm going to start with an auction that's going on. This is kind of cool. There's a big celebrity auction on eBay tomorrow. So this is, you know, there's all kinds of cool stuff on here. And it's to benefit something called Homes for Our Troops, which is a charity that, as you might imagine, builds homes for our troops. So the lineup includes, do you have a watch collection?
A watch collection?
Yeah.
Not really. No. I have a couple watches. Is that a collection?
I guess. I don't know.
Broken watches.
Are they... do you?
Broken watch.
Isn't it funny you'll have a broken watch and you just can't get rid of it?
No.
I have three or four ones that just don't work anymore, but I can't throw them away.
Well, why don't you bring them into some place to get them fixed?
I suppose.
I mean, isn't that the... Are you just hoping you'll shake it one day and it'll
You know,
come back
I tried
online?
On a couple... I don't know, maybe a year ago, and my wrist has grown.
Oh, God. So I feel that.
I guess you could put extra links on it, but yeah. Or another leather band.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get them fixed, Yuzi.
Yeah.
And but, so should you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Broken watches
yeah,
do nobody yeah. any good.
Yeah, I have like one really nice watch Malia gave me for my birthday.
Do you have a Rolex?
1 year. No Rolex. It's a Cartier.
Oh, Cartier.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very nice. Gorgeous. Ooh, wow.
Very, very cool watch. And then I have an Apple Watch. One brand new and one broken.
Oh, which one's broken?
The one I just had. Did you see when I was jousting for Wildest Dreams?
Yes, yes.
I had it under my shield and I got hit so hard it broke.
Smashed the...
Yeah. And
can you get just the faceplate?
That's what I'm... thinking I'm going to fix that
so
one.
That was your newer
yeah.
your newer one or you
yeah.
could wait for Christmas I mean.
Yeah yeah I got it. I think it shouldn't be that expensive to get the face fixed right
let's check
yeah well, we're going to find out right now
yeah.
We'll get the research department
but
on
do you
it.
Not I've, oh he's got one do you have one yet have
I
one?
Have one and it just made me feel so guilty all the time that I was like I'm not wearing this thing anymore
care,
what?
Sarah?
What do you mean because
she wasn't working
guilty?
Out
because oh, I'm like I'm oh. not closing these rings I didn't even close my stand up 12 times ring I'm like I can't wear this anymore
well what's money about it though is like when you go for a jog or a run you don't have to bring your phone
yeah
that's
John,
amazing
and
listen to music
right. John often goes for a run and then he stops at the store on the way home to pick up stuff for dinner and he can pay for stuff with the watch too like you just don't need to bring your phone with you
right.
anymore.
They're pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I was a person who was like, "Ah, do I really need one of these?" you know, and now I'm like, "Where the hell
did
is
you get one as a gift?"
Cuz
that's what happens sometimes. Yeah. That's what with Vinny, he's like, "I would never need one of those," and then he got one and went, mm-hmm. "Oh my god, I'm using the same."
Now he can't go without it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things up for bids, this is an auction that's starting on eBay tomorrow
mm-hmm.
for it's benefiting homes for our troops. I guess George Clooney, you might assume that someone like George Clooney would have a large watch collection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, probably has one of those closets that's all fitted custom and has a drawer that pulls out with all right. the, you know, all his beautiful.
Sort of like Ray Donovan style.
Ray Donovan style. Exactly. Use that. So he pulled out one of his watches to put in this, and it's an Omega. I don't know if that's, I mean.
Omegas are good price watches.
Not they're not like a Rolex, though. Like, he didn't splash out with a Rolex.
Certainly. I think we looked it up a couple weeks back. There was watches you can get for $25,000, $30,000.
From Omega?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, I don't know.
Cindy Crawford, I think, is their spokesperson.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, that does sound right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one did Charlie give
I think,
to
they're,
him,
I think
right.
they're Swiss. I think they're nice.
Oh, I
they're
see
not
some
Rolex.
For
but
as low
they
as
have high-end stuff.
$2,000, $3,000.
Oh, mm-hmm. for the, oh, that so does seem cheap compared to $25,000.
Yeah.
Anyway, an Omega watch is what
he
George
got that
donated.
For free.
You know, probably.
From Cindy.
I think he might have
and
been.
Randy.
He might have been on the program with them. I feel like he endorsed them for a while. So.
Oh.
Anyway.
The Omega watch.
Yeah.
yeah. Look, I'm sure he's a guy who's like, I only have these two wrists. I can't wear all these watches. I've got two very similar Omegas. I'll give the crappier one to the auction.
Right. Right.
Anyway, he's gonna do an Omega watch. Bryan Cranston from
Breaking Bad.
He is doing. He's offering a lunch, so that's something you can bid on. Dominique Williams, the NBA guy, is going to also do a lunch. There's autographed guitars by Willie Nelson and Jon Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of cute. If you're a huge Grey's Anatomy fan, they have a set of medical scrubs signed by everyone in the cast, which is. You know, that would be a cool thing. I don't know what you do with something like that. I mean, I guess maybe if you have one of those, if you can afford some of this stuff, I'm sure you've got a gallery somewhere. You could put that in some kind of a Lucite case and hang it on your wall. Also up for grabs is the spacesuit that Ryan Reynolds wore in Life, which I don't think I wound up seeing that movie.
Was he an astronaut?
I guess he must have been, right? The spacesuit. You also can get a walk-on part in Ben Stiller's new TV project. What's that? I love Ben Stiller. I don't know anything
about
this.
That's
kind of
cool. Yeah.
Visits to Judd Apatow's next movie. Or the HBO series Succession, which I guess he's also behind. That's the where there's
it's
like
a good show.
Oh, you're watching
We're watching that. Yeah, Malia and I. And you know how rare that is for me to for
actually
us to watch
care
the
about
same
a show,
thing.
Yeah.
She's been searching for something we can watch together for a while.
We're always looking for something to watch together. So you're saying Succession?
It's great.
Okay.
It makes me really uncomfortable. Like, I have to be careful
crunchy.
Watching it at night because it stresses me out because it's all this, like, garbage. Like, it's about family issues within a big company, like just people blowing it left, right, and center. And
so
just,
the head of this company
but it's
is
really
this,
good.
You know, this uber rich dude, and then when he croaks, it's the struggle of all the children,
and it's the struggle while he's alive, and he's they're doing it while he's alive, and it's really painful. But it's cool. It's interesting,
and
it almost looks
characters?
Like the I think it's like the Rupert Murdoch. They're a media company. It sort of looks like loosely
based on
that program.
Well, you get a walk on. Right? I guess you can visit the set of that. There's a meet and greet with Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh my God. And tickets to see him in Sunday in the Park with George in London.
That'll be a high bidder. That'll be a high bid.
It will. VIP tickets.
Because I feel like all the walk on parts and stuff, you know, that's like they're going to give you something. Well, at least you're hanging out if you got a walk-on part. That'll go high for Ben Stiller.
Sure, so. You'll hang out all day.
And hope that they don't cut it.
Right.
They will.
Which I'm sure
they
they'll
will.
Be allowed
exactly.
to. It looks like VIP tickets to the premiere of Wonder Woman 1984, which is the next Wonder Woman movie. Or I guess, I don't know, she hasn't changed
it
at
be
all. But
Gal Gadot?
Yeah. As far as I know, it's Gal Gadot. And 100% of the proceeds go to homes for our troops. So if this is something that you're, I mean, we talk to a lot, there's a lot of rich people in this area. And I'm sure that they want to add George Clooney's Omega watch to their collection. Or they
speaking of watches.
Yes, dear.
I've done some research on getting it fixed. It's pricey for the new watch. If you want to just replace the screen, it's $299. Yeah.
And the
unless you have Apple Care, if you have Apple Care for $79, then it's $69 each time you replace the screen.
So wait until Christmas. For $300, you can practically get a new iWatch. How much are they?
Yeah, well, it depends. The ones with cellular capability, what you really need if you want to go, you know, because when you're out jogging or hiking and you want to check in or something like that, I think they're like $499 or $500 or something.
Yeah,
still, right. So, wouldn't you rather spend $200 more and get a whole new thing rather than take a chance on your jacked up phone?
Yeah.
Hey, so I wanted to point out actually because you brought up the jousting thing. So Johnny has a web series.
Thank you.
A California Board of Tourism thing, called Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams. So you do all these crazy. Some of the stuff is downright crazy.
They're kind of stunts, is what they are.
They are. Really. So you go do all these things in California.
Yeah.
Things that the average person. Is often not even aware of. You've done things I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So, but you did do a jousting thing. It was it was a Renaissance fair type of thing, but you were on a horse smashing watermelons with a sword.
Right.
And then you did it called a javelin? A lance.
Lance. You hold the lance and you run by the other guy and you try to stab each other in the shield and not get knocked off the horse. It's not out yet, but you just go on YouTube, Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams, the Renaissance Fair jousting episode will be up. I don't know. But you can see all my other stuff while you're at it.
Yeah, you have a ton of them. How many have you done? Yeah. A ton of them.
I think we're in it's like 14 of them or something like that. Yeah. Episodes? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that plug.
Sure. Do you have a favorite that you...
Man. Well, I just did a foil surfing one with Kai Lenny.
Right.
That was really cool. I mean, that was an amazing experience. That one's one of my favorites. And then probably the most just... rad fun, you know, good times was we were in the Lost Sierras last year and we did this thing called what is it called? Snow Moto. So it's a motorcycle converted to a motorcycle. They put a track on the back. The motorcycle has a snowmobile on the back of it. They put a track on the back.
Oh.
And you can just rally through the mountains and jump off of stuff. And I was with JT Holmes and some guys that know how to do it.
Aren't you ever scared that they're like trying to impress you and doing things that are more dangerous than they normally would?
Yeah. And then that sucks me in. Yeah, it's a constant battle out there. Like how hurt am I going to get doing this? Right. And
they're all like, Johnny, I'm better than you.
Well, no, I would say it's in some ways it's the opposite. When you get a real pro out there,
they don't want to hurt
everyone's
anybody.
Got skin in the game, and no one wants blood on their hands to hurt. It's actually almost the opposite.
Oh,
let's
take care of this guy.
Yes, and I often will have to be because it's a shoot. There's insurance, so and I think they read the pros, the Riot Act. Don't hurt him. Don't kill him. And so then they always look to me well, do you want to do that next level? They just sort of tease my ego. And now then I'm
sure to say, of course I do.
So what ends up happening is I have to say all right, everyone cut the crap. I'm fine. Let's do this.
Right.
That's how it ends up happening. So and then the pro opens up the next level for me. It's like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
you unlocked the Yikes. Next
exactly.
achievement.
Except it's real life.
Exactly.
And you could die.
And every time I go home, I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
It feels amazing. I get that huge adrenaline pump and the ego pump. And then I'm like, what am I? I cannot do that again. What have I got myself into?
And you will do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to end on this one. Did you watch any of the Harry Potters? Were your kids a little too young for that?
Yes.
Well,
I read the book, but I read one of them. So. Oh, I've seen one Harry Potter. That was great. It was amazing. But
the little girl who played Hermione Granger, she's the little girl witch in there. She's a grown woman now. She's 30. Uh-huh. Or I'm sorry, she will be 30 next April.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually, I really loved a little interview that I read with her. So I'm going to read you some excerpts from it.
What's her name again?
Emma Watson.
That's right.
Emma Watson, who's, gone on to act in plenty of stuff. She went to Brown University. She tried to just, lay low and kind of have a semi-normal life. She's going to be 30 next April, and she says, if you've not built a home, if you do not have a husband, if you do not have a baby, and you're turning 30, and you're not in some incredibly secure, stable place in your career, or you're still figuring things out, there's just this incredible amount of anxiety. That women get to 30, and if they don't have all these things, they start to freak the F out. And she basically was thinking, there's something wrong with me, because she didn't have all those things. Although, I mean, she's got plenty of money, so I suppose she could, buy someone's... she could buy any of the things that she needed, but not love. And so she basically says that she says it took me a long time, but I'm very happy being single. I call it being self-partnered. She's her own partner.
Oh,
which I guess if you're Emma Watson, world famous actress, plenty of money, probably does
80
have a
million,
house.
by the way.
Oh my God, is she really worth 80 million? Good for her. Then I guess being self-partnered is just fine.
Should we do this? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Should we get the jet? Should we get the jet? Yeah, let's get the jet. That's self-partnered.
That's, I like it.
Bouncing things
you
off your partner.
Have a little conversation with yourself, and you decide whether or not.
Well, I appreciate that she's putting herself in the, you know, as an actor, a good actor would do. She can put herself in the position of the of everybody else.
Right.
And then and sympathize and put the word out there that she understands.
I get it.
Well, I get it. It's tough out
there,
ladies.
I'm off to the bank. I just have the receipt has so many zeros on it that I can't even lift the thing.
I've got dudes lined up out the door that would be willing to marry me and have kids and
sure.
And I'm struggling just like you.
I've got massive anxiety,
but I have fame and money, and I'm beautiful, and everything's right with me, and I speak the Queen's English. But I feel you, ladies. I feel you.
Yes. I'm just like you. Don't worry.
Just like you.
Uh-huh. And you're just like me. Mm-hmm. Couple little tweaky differences. Mm-hmm. All right, Johnny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I want to talk about the 10 worst things to do at a party.
Oh,
because we got the party season coming up.
We do.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then, what is this one's for Vinny?
Okay.
And he's gonna like this.
Okay.
Swells tied to airfares. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:37. It's hump day. That means Survivor's on tonight. Very few people in the studio care about that today. Only me. Me and Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Vaughn, it's you and me. We're the only ones who care. Everybody else is against us, man. You don't watch that, do you?
Nope.
Shut up, Bryn. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for Vinny, who is getting scoped a little later on today. We're hoping to hear from him.
Up the cornhole.
Right, sure. That's where it goes. Careful there. Careful there, Johnny. Let's turn things over to Johnny now and he'll give
us
the
Twix
news.
Right out. Well, this is always the hardest part for me, news. Because,
okay.
You know, I don't have that gravitas that Vinny has, but...
Yeah.
So let's start with the
Let's start with the sponsor.
See, there you go. The news brought to you today by the chicken sandwich everyone is talking about is only at the Organic Coup.
Organic Coup!
Join the organic revolution at the Organic Coup today.
All right.
Yeah.
That was very...
Officials, yes, yeah. Yes. I'll try to make it more relaxed next time, but calling it the Organic Coup until... You know, you corrected me. I'm glad I at least pre-read it.
Right. Well, we talked about it.
Right. I appreciate that. All right. So what are the top... Let's just see if you guys get any of the top 10 worst things you can do at a party.
Now, are we talking specifically like a company Christmas party or this is just any party?
When I was reading this, I just had people over for Halloween. Right. And so I think any party.
Okay. I'm going to say get too drunk.
Get too drunk. Ding, ding, ding. That is not the number one thing. That's the number four thing.
How about having sex with someone?
Oh, at a party.
That's not on the list.
Oh, but, that's great. It should be, though.
I do. I do.
Well, depends what kind of party. It's a kid's birthday party. That's really not okay.
Are you out in the front or you're in the coat closet?
Right.
It's funny you said that. I was at this party in this huge warehouse. Like, you know, it was a machine shop with all kinds of stuff. And like for K2, they had a party in their R&D
This is
lab.
Just the other night.
The other night, yeah. Okay. I was in Seattle. And I'm like, we were in there for meetings all day, and then it was turned, and I'm like looking at, I'm like, oh, this place is going to be like, someone's going to be in there having sex. It was set up like a rave.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of spots in here. People are going to be tucked away. But
What a weird place to have a party.
It wasn't that kind of party, but that's where my mind was going.
Of course, mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, if I was, that's where I would go.
and that looks like a good place.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
All right, what else should you never do? How about steal anything?
Yeah. That is not on there.
Survey says
no. Yeah, do my best. Yeah. My best Steve Harvey here.
What about you, Brittany?
You gonna get one up here?
I was thinking stealing anything, but I don't know. Shoes in the house when you don't like shoes. Yeah. In the house.
I do like people to take off shoes.
I got reprimanded at a house the other day. They were like, shoes off, man.
Oh,
I was like,
like that
sorry.
To Johnny?
Yeah.
What did you do, Johnny? Like that?
Yeah.
He dropped Johnny.
But I get that. I don't. We have shoes off at the house too, but not when people come over. We go
right.
I know. We try to not. Yeah. I prefer it, but I'm not gonna. You know.
Right. And we'll get to that. The most annoying things for a host.
If there's like a dinner party, they go, "Oh, I'm vegan, or I'm gluten free, or you know what I mean?
Dietary demands."
Yeah.
The day of the party.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. Zette with the number two. Two worst things to do: ask for food or a type of drink that isn't already out.
Oh, we know someone that does that.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There you go. Any other guesses before I
No, start at the bottom, too.
All right. You want to start all the way at number 10?
Yeah, start
all right,
at number 10. Lead up to number one.
It's a potluck and you don't bring food.
You got to bring something. It's a potluck.
Yeah. Even if it's booze, a salad.
Anything.
Flowers.
Sarah loves a good potluck.
I do love a potluck. Yeah. I love to see what everyone brings.
Don't show up to Sarah's spot without
What'd you bring to my last potluck?
Can't remember. My wife probably did it.
Yeah.
I brought egg rolls last time.
She's good. She brings all kinds of good stuff. She takes it seriously, too. Yeah. Like,
well, you got to do it.
She's got this cool thing. Sometimes she'll go to a party and she brings people breakfast for the next day, like croissants and you throw a party, you probably have the stuff all dialed, but the next morning you wake up, you're tired, you know, and you want something
to
eat.
That's a very thoughtful thing to do.
She's thoughtful. That's a pro move right there.
You know what I did? I brought you breakfast for tomorrow.
Exactly. That's a pro move.
You just took this away.
Because I know I'm going to have a good time tonight.
I think, actually, now I remember, I think we brought I think we brought a side of fresh salmon that I caught.
You did.
Oh,
and
nice.
Actually, I think we put it away and ate it the next night.
Good. Well, I mean, because that could be a really annoying thing. Well, this stinky fish that you is not
going to
grow for it here.
I'll tell you something, though. Johnny and his family are huge fishermen.
Yeah.
And
I've seen the pictures.
You're so psyched when you see him in the midst of that, because he's always got, like, there's always fish in his car.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, hey, here's a giant, and it's huge, and you're just like, oh, my God, we're going to eat like kings.
Oh, man, it's Dungeness crab season right now, too.
Are you a crabber?
Oh, yeah.
You are? You have your own traps and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what?
Actually, I mean, had you not booked me in here today.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I'd be out there, because I didn't go this weekend, because the thing with the crab is it's abundant right now.
Yes.
Like, they just run in the traps. You don't even need, you just throw it down, wait an hour, you're full, you've come home. But you really have to eat it that night, so I wanted to go Saturday, and Melina's like, we don't have time to do, like, a crab feed, because basically you come home with, like, 50 crabs,
and
you got to start calling everyone in the hood, let's go, and you steam them. It's an operation.
Right.
It's an operation, but it's amazing.
Where do you go?
Dungeness crab's the best. Dude, you can literally, I mean, we go out the gate, and you can, as close as Point Bonita or Muir Beach, you're getting crabs. You can go further out. If you want, you can literally sometimes what we do is go to Muir Beach with like a kayak or like even a stand-up paddleboard in a small trap, and you put some bait in there, go out on the thing, drop it like off the beach basically, go hang out at the beach, party, surf, whatever. Go pick it up, and you've got dinner.
Jesus.
That easy.
That sounds amazing.
I used to love crabbing
out
here.
Oh, my God.
But you got to go outside the bay. Don't eat them from inside the bay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard you shouldn't eat anything from inside the bay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yep. I eat halibut from inside the bay because they come in and out. Yeah. That's it, though.
They get cleaned out there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next up.
All right. Number 9 is spill something.
Well, sometimes accidents do happen, but it does
suck.
That
dog on red wine.
Uh-huh.
I know. Oh, yeah. My God. My girlfriend, Marianne, we never go for light carpets anymore because she's just ruined so many of our carpets.
Oh, really?
She's just the girl who's going to spill her wine every time.
Yeah,
for her.
Yeah, at what point do you, because even like, I can get mad. You know, they say don't cry over spilt milk with the kids, but like sometimes I get real mad because it's careless. Sometimes it can be careless,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But for how do you apply that to an adult when you're
you can't.
I know. It's okay.
You got to be ready for it if you're going to have a party at your house.
Right.
You gave him 10 drinks. What do you expect?
I know. Right, it's your own fault.
Exactly.
And you know her.
Marianne just gets a sippy cup.
Yeah. I know. She gets a sippy cup.
Here, buddy. Here's your sippy cup.
Yeah.
You know what? She knows this about herself. But she's it's fun. I always feel like I've accomplished something if I get Marianne to spill something. You know? And I've got only dark colored rugs, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Number 8, show up without RSVPing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody sent out an invite and you didn't even bother to reply to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then you show up anyway.
Yeah.
What's worse, though, RSVPing.
And not showing up.
And
no.
RSVPing,
yes, and not showing.
Right.
That's not even on here. But what's worse?
Well, it's all bad form. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody sends you an invite and asks for an RSVP, you should RSVP. And if you RSVP yes, you should show. And if you RSVP no, you should not show.
Well, unless something occurs and something goes wrong, then call them.
Sure. Right. Then I think you got to reach out that day and say, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Yes.
Something has come up.
Right. Protocol. Yep. What about the maybe box? Like, Evite's got the maybe box.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that because I just don't. I'm not sure. I don't know. I throw the maybe in there just because. So I didn't not reply at all.
Like a placeholder.
Placeholder, but then of course I'll never get back to it.
Oh.
And maybe not go.
Well, that's okay. You said you were maybe anyway.
And so that's okay.
I think that's better than a no response.
Better than a no.
Yeah. But no, better than not responding at all.
Got it. Okay. Number 7, talk about politics too much.
Please don't do that.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know, even...
Or religion.
I am so... Oh, yes, well, there's plenty of divisive issues, and people feel the way... There's so many topics you cannot change anybody's mind on, and it's not worth bringing them up, because in a best-case scenario, everyone agrees to disagree. Mm-hmm. In a worst case, someone burns your house down. Even in company that you know agrees with you, I just don't want to hear about politics. They stress me out. I feel like I'm bombarded with it all day long, and the last thing I want to do is watch my friends get riled up talking about all the things that are bothering them, and I'm like, oh my God, can we talk about lamb chops? I can't even think of anything to talk about.
It's gnarly right now. I put a post up.
Oh,
like,
no. What did you do?
I usually never go there, but I thought it was kind of funny. When we launched this new ski collection, they brought out this case. They built this case, and it's got these like super bright lights in it. It's this white like box, and it's got the skis, and it looks really cool. And they had like space guys come out and do this whole. We did this whole show to launch the ski to the global dealers, right?
Oh, funny.
And after it was over, we had the thing out there, and we're all looking at the case. And one of the guys is like, "Oh, it's like a tanning bed, you know." So I got down in it, and I put 2 creamers on my eyes, and I was like, tanning. and so part of my post was the opening line of my post was my best Trump impression.
Oh my God, hilarious!
That's all I said. It's hilarious, right? Because he's got the white eyes. There's no one disputing he's orange and uses a tanning bed, right? That's all I said.
Right.
Comment. I can't believe you're a Trump hater. Like on the thing, like in the most innocuous term, you can't even like you. No, I'm not you even can't. Sure at a dinner party you can mention the word.
You shouldn't.
And you shouldn't.
You right. Exactly. You go to a party.
You can't even like bring it up in like a funny way.
It's anymore. Just it's
so verboten. Hot right now. All right,
that's a good one.
Number 6, be on your phone all night.
Yeah, please don't do that.
That's annoying.
That happened to me the other day. And someone was they were dealing, you know, with, I think they were probably texting with their kid or something like that. But it's jarring when you're like, it goes to your core. Mm. You feel like, wait, what are they not? What are they doing? Like, right. I'm right here.
Yeah. Right. I guess I'm not that interested.
Was it just right. you and this person?
No, it was like we were just at a little gathering, but it was totally fine. Like, it was a long gathering, but I'm just saying the point is, like, even just a little bit will be a little jarring.
Yeah.
You know, that actually reminds you know? Me, here's another thing I can't stand when people do at parties, is they start, let me show you this video of this, and then people are having to gather around their phone, and you can't hear, and then someone else is like, oh, no, let me show you this video. And then it becomes like this video thing where I'm just like, everyone leave. Go out in the driveway if you're going to do
go
that.
Go watch
like,
your videos out there.
Put your goddamn phones away.
Yeah.
You know, they say we're the last generation that's going to care about this.
Right.
That it's going to be so normal, and kids they live their entire lives on these phones. They don't mind when a video gets taken out,
right?
And everyone's watching it, and we're the last generation that's going to care about it.
How about Googling something like when there's I don't know, what is the truth on that? I think you have to, do you restrict yourself from checking on Google?
I actually try to not take my phone out ever in a gathering. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things I lament. It's so hard to be a know-it-all these days because I am, as you know, I'm a huge know-it-all. Because people can immediately find something to refute what you've said or to prove that you're right or whatever. Like it used to be in the olden days. It was like, well, I guess we'll never know. Unless one of us is going to go to the library or something,
right.
No one was there. And now it's like everything is settled like that. And it's just, I hate it. I just feel like I don't want to know the answers to everything. I want there to be mysteries in the world.
Yeah.
But again, we're the last generation that's going to care about
that. That's true.
I like to, when we go to parties, whatever, is to have my phone out when we first get there. All right, let's take a picture. Put that phone away. Put it away. We have the memory if we need to Facebook it or Instagram, whatever you do.
Yeah.
But then put that away.
Yeah.
Let's actually be here and interact like humans.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. You take that phone. Then people, you know what people just do if you institute that policy? They just go in the bathroom for a long time.
Right.
Are you doing coke in there?
No, I'm talking
to my kids.
I'm just basically trying to avoid you is what I'm doing.
Let me just cut it straight.
You made me feel, you admonished me for using my phone in your presence, so I'm just in the bathroom for like 10 minutes now because I need a mental break from you and this party, okay? That's what it is.
You're just not holding my attention.
All right, number five, show up early.
Oh, please don't show up early.
Oh, man.
Please don't.
I don't like that. But Malia hates it. I like to get to parties when they start.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like by the time an hour rolls by, you can't meet anyone. It's too busy. Like, the beginning's the best part.
Mm.
Show up early and leave. But that is annoying when someone shows up and you're not quite ready.
Right.
Or you're still like,
Getting it all together.
Right.
It is never, ever, ever show up before the actual stated start time of the party. And I like to get there. I like to get there when the thing is swinging because I just hate to.
Yeah.
Because then you almost feel like if you get there first, you have to like greet guests with the host or something.
You're working.
I was like, you know what? I'll get there like an hour later.
You tell me to be there at 8, I'll probably be there about 8:10 or 8:15.
I'm with you. Yuzi.
And then I'm probably going to leave around 9:15.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give you an hour. An hour for you.
Yeah. Spoken like a true person who does appearances.
In and out.
Yeah.
Who does it for a living. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Number four, which we was getting too drunk.
Yes.
We covered that. Number three, be the last one to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I unfortunately am that guy too.
There are certain. It's funny because I think if you're having a party and it's close friends, like I have no problem saying, "All right, everybody out of my house." No problem with that.
Mm.
And there are even certain people that I like to hang afterward. Because I hate when parties end. Like when I'm throwing my own party, I should say. I don't mind leaving somebody else's party, but my own parties, I'm always like, I look forward to them so much. That by the end of the night, I'm actually really sad when the last person leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the second to last person left 2 hours before.
Mm.
Then I'm like,
okay,
it's time for you to.
Yeah.
It's 3 in the morning. Maybe you should hit the road, Jack.
Start running the vacuum.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll just start cleaning up.
We're going to get to that right after we do the number 2 and 1. We'll get back to the annoying things hosts do.
Oh. You might have to hold that because we just ate this whole break.
Oh,
I know.
Man, that was the best part.
This is the longest countdown ever.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
All right.
Number 2 was ask for a type of food that's not out.
Yeah.
Number 1 is show up sick.
Oh, my God, don't show up sick. What is the matter?
Shows up sick.
People do it. I've thrown kid parties where the kid comes in, their face is flushed, and the mom's like, yeah, I think he's coming down with something. I'm like, get that kid out of here. What's the matter with you? Yeah, don't show up sick. That's a good one.
All right. So we'll save it.
Do you want? So we're gonna hear the thing. The host.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's right. You know. Yeah, we'll.
All right. Do we have some feedback for Johnny on the text machine?
Oh, I got some here. Right. Chardonnay on a red wine spill cleans it right up.
Oh,
something.
Sounds like an Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah. Someone says I'm 63 and I love looking stuff up on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 40, have a good friend in her early 30s, and when we hang out in small groups, she's always on her phone. Like Yuzi said, it makes me feel like what I'm saying is not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. You should just text it to her. And she'll be into it.
People are saying that there is a 10-person per day limit on crabs.
Oh, yeah, 10 per person. It's not per person.
10 crabs per person.
They say
right.
If you take
but, so
more
you
than
bring
50,
like
you're
five
arrested.
People out there.
Yeah, right. Well.
Yeah.
50
so
crabs?
It's just recreational
Jesus.
That's right. Open right now, right? Commercial opens, I think, in a few weeks.
In November 14th, I think. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be like not a licensed fisherman, like a commercial fisherman. You'd have to have a license, obviously, to do this, right? I mean, you have to have a
fishing
license.
Yes, that's good to know. You have to have a fishing license. The bag limit is, I think, 10 per person. Mm. And so, you can get way more crabs than you need.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you have any extra, I live right near you.
And then, it just means you can't be a person who sells crab right now.
Got it.
You have to eat it recreationally and give it away. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you have to drive like right by my house to get that
to
your
drop
place.
Yeah, drop them right off. Good. Hey, good to know if you're on the list.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start with the best songs in the country at this moment and go from there.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.